My name is Brendan O'Mahony. I'm a forensic psychologist in independent practice and a registered intermediary. I act as an expert witness and I provide reports to the criminal courts and to the parole board. In my intermediary role, I take on vulnerable witness cases through the witness intermediary scheme. I also take on vulnerable defendant cases through solicitor's instructions. I served as a police officer and a police trainer of investigative interviewing in a previous career. It was only when I had left the police service and commenced my training as a psychologist that I entered a whole new level of understanding about intellectual disabilities and mental health issues, and how communication can be impaired in situations like a police interview or cross-examination at court. My new career made me reflect on the philosophical question of how do we know what we don't know? And what had I missed in terms of communication need whilst serving as a police officer? I learned that theoretical knowledge is important and that continued skills practice is absolutely essential. I wonder how advocates know what they don't know when it comes to the communication needs of vulnerable persons. Do they seek expert advice as often as they might, and utilise the skills and experience of intermediaries to the fullest effect? I will now draw your attention to two short excerpts of dialogue taken from two different Crown Court trial transcripts of cross-examination between counsel and the vulnerable person whose evidence was being tested. I might add that in both cases that I refer to, counsel were highly experienced with many years' practice at the bar. In the first case, an intermediary was present. So the case one, the vulnerable person has a diagnosed learning disability. And counsel asked the first question, "Have you forgotten which your left is now? I am asking you about it." Defendant, "I forget, I have to think." Counsel, "Imagine I am you and my back is to your front door. Left is that way, do you follow?" Defendant, "Is it?" Counsel, "Just imagine, we will call it blogging direction. Just think of it as blog direction." Defendant, "What does blog mean?" Counsel, "It is just an imaginary word because you can't understand the word left. So I have just taken an imaginary word. If you go in that direction from your house, you would go down to the end of your street and go round to her back door, can't you?" Now, in my opinion, that exchange does not reflect very well on our criminal justice system. Between counsel, the judge, and the intermediary, perhaps it could and indeed should have been curtailed. Further, in the same trial, we see in the following example how the judge too can err when making an assumption about a vulnerable person's communication needs. The judge to the vulnerable defendant. "If you don't understand counsel's questions, you say so. That is simple. If you don't say that you don't understand, we are entitled to assume that you do understand." The defendant replies, "Okay, yeah." The judge, "That is pretty simple with the problems you have. Either you can tell us you understand or you don't. I don't see a problem with that." Now, in this example, not only is the language used by the judge too complex for the vulnerable person to comprehend, but additionally, the judge incorrectly assumes that the vulnerable person can identify a question that he does not fully understand. Secondly, an assumption is being made that the vulnerable person will not acquiesce or be compliant in the formal courtroom environment. The second case may not be so obvious when first listened to. The court was aware that this person had suspected learning disabilities, possible traits of autism, and he lived in supported housing. Counsel informed the court that an intermediary assessment was not required in this case. Indeed, no intermediary was present at court for cross-examination. So case two, the counsel. "It was fresh in your mind, was it not? It was fresh in your mind, fresh in your memory." The defendant, "Fresh? Yes, yes." Counsel, "It was recent." Defendant, "Yes." Counsel, "It just happened the day before." Defendant, Can you repeat that again? Counsel, sorry. It had happened the day before. You were sitting in the interview room the day after the incident, were you not? Defendant, I. Counsel, the police interview. The police lady asking you question. This point, the judge intervenes. You had the interview and it was the day after you had been arrested that you had the interview. Defendant, okay. Counsel, do you deliberately choose to be confused when it is a difficult question I am asking you? Defendant, sorry. Counsel, do you deliberately choose to be confused before the jury when you were asked difficult questions? Defendant, no, I don't. Counsel, because I suggest you do have the ability to speak at times and sometimes you do not. Defendant, yes. We can see from this dialogue the use of tag questions such as was it not and were you not, which we know can cause confusion for some vulnerable people. We also heard the terms fresh in your mind, fresh in your memory, recent, and it just happened the day before, all of which are concepts which can be difficult to understand for some people. I'm now going to read through a few bullet points which I think are excellent take-home messages. The purpose of our engagement as intermediaries at trial when a vulnerable person gives oral testimony is to enable the vulnerable person to understand the questions that they are asked and to provide answers that the court can understand. We need to be present at trial as we may identify additional communication issues which were not apparent during our initial assessment, but which we subsequently identify during the process of oral testimony. We are actually there to assist the court, the judge and the barristers, rather than impede them. Our experience is that we can be effective in saving court time and in many cases enabling people who would otherwise be unable to give evidence at all to actually do so. However, occasionally a vulnerable person may not be able to give evidence, even if an intermediary has been requested. We can advise the court following our thorough communication assessment. We have found that sometimes courts underestimate the length of time that we are required, which can cause practical and logistical difficulties for us. So we would want to point out how important it is to communicate with and to involve intermediaries in the planning and timetabling of trials to enable us to plan our diaries effectively and minimise any disruption to the court. For example, if you tell us we are only required at court on a Monday and we fill our diary with commitments for the rest of that week, it is no good coming up to us late Monday afternoon and demanding that we are present at court the following day. We are committed elsewhere. Whether we are working as an intermediary with a witness or with a defendant, it is important for all parties to remember we are impartial and hence we are there to advise all parties. We strive to continue to develop our practice as intermediaries and we welcome feedback from all parties. And to conclude, here are two things I would ask you to consider. I want to ask you to reflect honestly on the question I raised earlier. How do you, as an advocate, know what you don't know about the communication needs of vulnerable persons? Do you assume, because you have been practicing for many years, that you have more knowledge and skills than you actually have? And could you utilise the knowledge and skills of intermediaries more in your practice?